This is Undecidedly Criminal, where Murray Torsetti Lawyers examines new and interesting cases from the Queensland Criminal Courts. This week we're looking at the Crown against Smith. It's a 2021 decision of the Queensland Court of Appeal. The applicant appealed a sentence by a district court judge for fraud and attempting to pervert the course of justice. A head sentence of 3 years suspended after 9 months was imposed. For the fraud, in 2013, the applicant entered into a car lease agreement with her then-employer and Toyota Finance for about $94,000. Later in 2015, she left the employer but took over the lease as was agreeable between the parties. In 2017, the car was then sold to another person. The applicant made the buyer aware and had discussions about the car being under finance. Eventually, the applicant told the purchaser the loan had been paid out and she received directly into her account $46,000 for the vehicle. The proceeds of the sale were then spent on living expenses and not used to repay the debt owed to Toyota Finance. Eventually a complaint was made, leading to the attempting to pervert course of justice charge. When the applicant was eventually interviewed about the sale of the vehicle by the police, she produced edited bank statements to the police showing that a bank check had been drawn for the outstanding sum. When the police did investigations from the bank directly, there were records showing that this was in fact a fiction and that the money was never repaid under the loan. The applicant had no criminal history, a solid background of employment, and said that after losing her job in 2015, the family fell on hard times and financially struggled. The pressures of loss of employment and financial pressures ultimately impacted her mental health at the time of the offending. The appeal was on the basis of manifest excess, that is, that the court didn't take into account the early plea of guilty and that insufficient weight was placed on the mitigating factors, as well as that imprisonment is a sentence of last resort which was not specifically stated by the sentencing judge. There was also minor issues with the agreed schedule of facts, and of note, the appellant also raised section 29 of the Human Rights Act being no detention for debts. Judge Corker ultimately found that the sentence was within range. The sentencing structure and remarks of the judge, noting her background, mitigating factors and prospects of rehabilitation, as well as the reduction of time spent in custody from the usual one-third mark to about a quarter, means that the issues raised by the appellant were in fact addressed at sentencing. The court found that the applicant's issues with the agreed schedule of facts didn't have a substantial impact on the core elements of the charge. The court also noted that Section 29 of the Human Rights Act is meant to guard against imprisonment for civil debts and that the section has no actual application in the criminal jurisdiction. There are three main points to take for practicing lawyers. First of all is that you should always read through and have the client sign the agreed schedule of facts and make them aware this is the sentencing basis that they're going to be sentenced on. Secondly, this is a good example of a fraud case in the amount of about $500,000 where the defendant has no criminal history and a solid employment background. Lastly, this is an example of where the court has examined Section 29 of the Human Rights Act and said that it is to guard against imprisonment for civil debts and that section has no application in the criminal jurisdiction.